Good Arab Shabbos, Parshas Noach. So the Midrash says that Moshe is greater than Noach because at the beginning of this week's Parsha, Noach is called a tzaddik, whereas at the end, he's called an ish adama. Moshe was the opposite. Early on, Moshe ran away from Mitzrayim for killing the Mitzri. He was called an ish Mitzri, an Egyptian man, whereas at the end of the Torah, he's called an ish elikim. So what's the difference between these two? The Midrash Chacham explains, there's two paths of Avodas Hashem. One is to be completely immersed in spirituality without connection to the outside, immersed in learning, immersed in davening, without much connection to anyone else. The other is to be a man of the people, an ish tziburi, helping, taking care, getting involved in the community. So on the surface, it seems like the first derech is the best. One's connected to Hashem in the highest way with no interruptions or distractions. However, it's the second way which is the choicest, says the Midrash Chachma. Look at Noach and Moshe. Noach secluded himself. The Mefarshim say that Noach didn't try and inspire and help people of his generation. He didn't reach out and try to help him do tshuva. In the end, he became an ish adama, planting a vine and getting drunk, and we know what happened afterwards. Moshe was the opposite. The Torah relates that the moment he grew, he went out to help the people with their troubles. Vayar b'siv loisam. He was meiser nefesh by killing the Mitzri that was beating the Yid. He tried to make peace between two Yidden fighting. He was constantly defending Klal Yisrael, saving them from destruction after the Chet HaEgel and all other mishaps. Such a person, one is dedicated to helping others, he can be zeicha to the status of Ish Elikim. This Matzah Shabbos is the yahrzeit of the Heilige Piasetzner Rebbe, the Eish Kodesh, and there's a famous story about a Yid who was a young child before the war and how he knew the Rebbe. He described how deeply dedicated the Rebbe was to his flock in all areas, mind, body, and soul, being meiser nefesh for them. This Yid, although he couldn't remember much of what the Rebbe taught them, he said that one thing constantly rings in his ears. The Rebbe would repeat over and over, Kinderlach, the greatest thing you can do in the world is a favor for someone else. It was this that helped him survive the war, as he was always helping, encouraging, and uplifting those around. So let's remember that the derech to being a person of God in Ish Elikim is not to start off as an Ish Tzaddik, rather to be an Ish Mitzri, a man of the people. Help someone, encourage them, uplift, guide, advise, give them a smile. As the Pia Setzner says, do a taiva for someone else. With that, we should be zeicha to the gula shleima v'amitas b'mehar v'yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.